afternoon, everyone. I'll start with the good news, right? The good news is average yields have increased. Average corn yields have increased over time, over the last few decades. I don't have a bad news, but the question was, where and how? Where did yield increased? What do I mean by that? I will underline average yields. Average yields could change in different ways. This is what I mean. As you can see right here, if we are doing a time series analysis and you start, this is your yield distribution when you start at time one. You can have a uniform yield change across the yield environment. This is your low yielding environment, medium yielding environment, and high yielding environment. And yield could change across all yield environment, and on average you have a yield increase. That's one. But this is average yield, and average yields could increase due to an increase in yield only partially in one yield environment, which is, as you can see right here, this is average yield increased, pushed by increase in the high yielding environment alone. You could have a change without change. That means average yield change without an actual yield, a magnitude of yield change. That means when you have, in time one, you have high frequency of low yielding data, but time two, your low yielding data, low yielding environment decreases and the high yielding side increases and you have your average yield could increase over time. Or a mix of that. Yield could change with a mix of an increase in yield in a side of the yield environment and then a frequency change as well. So our question was, when we start this study, this is yield data that is collected across the US in multiple environments for 30 years. Yield have increased. There is reports show yield increased. Average corn yields have increased over time. But we wanted to look at it by yield environment. We have restricted our yields, the low yielding environment. We restricted the yield below 7 low yielding environment. Between 7 and 10, it is a medium yielding environment. 10 and 13 is a high yielding environment, and above that is a very high yielding environment. We restricted our yielding environment and we looked at the yield trend in each yield environment. And what we have found was, as you can see right here, this is the average yield increase. If you put all data together, you will have about 150 kilogram yield increase per hectare per year. But when you restrict your yield environment, as you can see right here, there is none or medium yield increase in your low yielding environment, and then a better and in a very high yielding environment, you can see significant yield increase. And when you look at the data, the frequency of the data from low yielding environment in time one from 1987 to 1996, you have a high. This is the frequency of the low yielding data over time. You can see the low yielding environment decreases and the high yielding environment increases. So, and you can look at this by different latitudes. These are looking at it from different latitude groups. So, in general, our conclusion is there is a modest yield increased, modest or high yield increase in high yielding and very high yielding environment, and the increase in the proportion of the high yielding, not actual the magnitude, but the increased in the proportion of the high yielding environment and very high yielding environment, or the substantial decrease in the low yielding and medium yielding environment is what drives the average yield increase. So what is the implication? I think this is a 5 minute presentation and my poster is two. One, two, we can discuss it. I'm not guaranteeing, I know what the implication is, but we can discuss it if you come see me in poster 212 or if you have questions after this presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you to all the speakers. That actually is the last presentation.